Haley Krischer is the author of The Falling Girl, Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf, and Where Are You, Echo Blue. She has written for The New York Times, Elle, The Atlantic, and much more. Her new book, You Belong to Me, is a psychological thriller exploring the dark secrets of the wellness and beauty world. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Haley Krischer to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What brought you to want to take a look and bring your characters into that wellness and beauty world?
Well, You Belong to Me is about a high school girl who falls in love with the daughter of a local wellness guru. And suddenly she starts to really lose her identity. She's only allowed to wear white. She's constantly on social media looking at herself and pictures of herself and how she wants her skin to change. And, you know, and suddenly things start to happen that, you know, there's a lot of deception and manipulation. And then she starts to realize, wait, am I in a cult? And, you know, I realized that when I wrote You Belong to Me, I really wanted to explore how wellness and makeup companies are using cult-like tactics to influence teenagers. I mean, it's all over the news. There's reports about concerned doctors who've seen an uptick of teens fixating on their health, how teens are using anti-aging products, and, you know, how social media is spurring anxiety in teenage girls. So I was very curious to sort of set a world in this area.
And one of the things about this world is it becomes quite extravagant, right? I mean, it is quite a luxurious world.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the wellness industry is a $6.3 trillion industry, and it's supposed to hit $9 trillion by 2028. So there's a lot of money in this world, and there's a lot of ways to make money in this world. And so, you know, especially nowadays with celebrity wellness companies, and, you know, you have people who are extremely glamorous, you know, on social media, selling their products. And it's hard enough for adults to parse out the bad actors from the good actors. You know, for teenagers, that's even more challenging. And especially when they see this world where people, you know, look so beautiful and they want to sort of follow and they want a place where they really feel like they can belong, especially a glamorous place. It's very hard to turn down.
We meet in the novel both Frances and Julia, and I'm hoping you can tell us about these two characters and ultimately how their differences have them attract to one another.
Yeah, well, Frances is Frances Bean, and she is named after the daughter of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. And I chose her name because I really wanted to pick a name that was sort of like your classic outsider. And, you know, so Bean is, as her friends call her, she is the teacher's daughter, and she goes to this very elitist school where all the kids are extremely wealthy. And the only reason she can go to this school is, like I said, because she's the teacher's daughter. And she falls in love with Julia, who is the daughter of this wellness guru. And Julia and her mother were in Vogue magazine. They live in this beautiful house with a enormous spa in the basement. You know, Julia's family only wears white, and everybody who works for the wellness company only wears white. So it's this very beautiful and ethereal and clean, as, you know, wellness people love and beauty people love to say the word clean, you know, when they're selling their products. It's this very sort of clean, beautiful world. And, you know, Bean, as an outsider, you know, is really attracted to this, because even though she's got friends at her school who are very close, loyal friends, they're all sort of the outsiders. And Bean feels like an outsider even among her friends, because they're so much wealthier than she is. And so I think she finally finds this place where she's not only in love, but that she's being really just drawn in by this luxurious world.
You talk about that luxurious world, but part of that world by its design is one that is set up, at least in its concept, to empower girls. And that is not something you would expect, perhaps, from a beauty company, maybe more so for a wellness company, but to have the two intersect is interesting.
Well, the beauty industry is really has hopped on to the wellness bandwagon because they see how well it does and how much it works. And so they, you know, a lot of the influencers and a lot of the ads are not just about like putting, you know, these products on your skin. You know, it's about really how you feel on the inside. And while these messages are good messages, no one can deny that. The question is like, well, do you actually stand behind your message? And I think that that's part of the problem because, you know, while wellness and mental health obviously are extremely important, there's a question about how much is necessary and are we making these kids anxious with all of this wellness marketing? You know, there's a real uptick in the number of teenage patients that doctors say that their patients they're seeing, they're obsessing over what they eat, what they put on their body, and what they put inside their body. And look, body image has always been an issue for teenagers. This is not a new thing. But, you know, now it's not just that these kids are like listening to wellness influencers. They want to become wellness influencers. And, you know, and there's a very fine line of what is healthy and what is not.
You've spent a lot of time as a culture journalist. What is it like to try to make sense of the influencer world and the impact that it's having on teens, especially young women?
Well, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and you know, and so I see what she has seen on TikTok and Instagram, and on YouTube for the past number of years. And you know, look, there's some stuff that's fine and that's really normal and about sort of playing with makeup and playing with the way you look and the way that you see yourself. But again, like I said, there can be a real fine line because if the end result is I'm not good enough the way that I am, then that's not okay. You know, and I think that the cosmetics industry and the wellness industry both can manipulate both kids and their parents into thinking that they need these products. And of course, that's not true at all. You know, and when I was a kid, you know, we were also being influenced by advertisements and, you know, commercials. We'd go into the drugstore, we'd pick up a mascara. It was a cheap mascara. We'd use our babysitting money for it to buy it. You know, I'd put it on in the mirror and then that was it. But today our teenagers are looking at themselves over and over and over again, every time they look at their phone and every time that they see somebody else post a picture of them. And they're just bombarded by images. And so, you know, it's really hard to parent these days, kids who are constantly being bombarded by these images. It's very hard to figure out the right thing to do. And taking away the phone isn't the right thing to do because this is where they live, you know. But I think that we have to be aware, and kids have to be aware as well, that they don't need red light masks, you know, at 16 right. years old, you know, and that there are certain words that adults and teenagers need to look out for, like natural and detox and biohack. I mean, these are very loosely used terms that don't necessarily have like scientific backing. It's important to know that.
Haley Krischer is the author of the new thriller, You Belong to Me. It is published by Putnam. Haley, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck with the book, and I so appreciate you taking time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Be well. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is You Belong to Me by Haley Krischer. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.